Hey, here's a fun game you can play at home while you listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Do a shot of your favorite alcohol every time Ron sighs or makes a grumpy sound. No, hold on, I'm kidding. Please don't do that. You will die from alcohol poisoning. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
What are you doing here?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Did you receive an invitation to be here? No. So what are you doing here? You know, $6,000 will be charged directly to your credit card. That's how much this costs. Oh, by the way, we're out of bologna. So if you came here for the bologna finger sandwiches, we're fresh out. I had corn last night for dinner. That was my vegetable. Corn shouldn't be a vegetable. It's kind of odd. I had an ear of corn. Yeah, I ate an ear of corn. It's kind of disgusting that corn comes in ears. Vegetables should not come in body part nomenclature. I had an ass full of beans last night. I had an ear of corn. I had a nose of tomatoes. That's the entire show. That's all I have. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. All right. Stop it. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom it is referred to in the title. And I'll be joining you for a short period of time in the scheme of things. Life is a long journey. This show is not that long, so I think you can put up with it. Some of you actually won't be able to, but most of you will. Here's the deal. What I do is I talk for about half an hour. I entertain you. And when it's over, I will refund your money. In the meantime, what do you want? What do you want from me? Seriously, what do you want from me? God, make demands on me. God. Got an email yesterday from a listener. Happens every once in a while. They said, Ron, on yesterday's show, you said it was the Friday edition of the program. Yesterday was Thursday. I listened to the show. They were right. I'm sorry. I don't know what day of the week it is, apparently. Nobody said that I was a mathematician, which has nothing to do with this. It's just that nobody ever said it. But today is Friday, and it is the Friday weekend edition of the program. The show shall last until Monday, when there'll be a new show. But until then, there won't be, because I don't do this on the weekends. I don't know why I don't. Yes, I do. Anyway, how are you? How are you feeling? Uh-huh. Did that sore that's oozing pus from your leg ever clear up? No? You should see somebody about that. Please. A doctor, perhaps. They make all kinds of creams and ointments. There's no excuse for that. It's ruining your clothes. All right, that's enough. That'll be enough. That's enough. That's just enough. Oh, I am so excited about something. You'll have to guess what it is. No. No. Uh-uh. No, not that. Well, that is exciting, but no. No. Go on, keep guessing. Let's play 20 questions. No. 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 No, 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 no. No, no. No. Ooh, close, but no. No. Oh, close, but no banana. Sorry. No bananas. No, 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 no. That's right. The Kardashians are going off the air. I know. I know. It shocked me as well. They're not going to be on the air anymore. They're going goodbye forever. I know. I know. I can't believe it either. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I know. Thank you. I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. Kardashian's going off here. Thank you. I know. It is exciting. I've put up with this bullshit for decades, and now they're actually going to just go off the air. I don't know if they're going to emerge as a different show, like a game show, like Beat the Kardashians, which I really would like to, with a stick. The only punishment that would be fitting for a Kardashian is if I had a gigantic rag and I took their heads and just took the rag and just wiped off all their makeup. That would destroy them. It would destroy them. But if I wiped off all the makeup with the rag, unfortunately, I would ruin the rag, and I just don't want to do that. It's not worth it. No more Kardashians on television? I know. I've rarely watched the show. The show is called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't want to keep up with them. Let them just go and flounder in the corner. I don't need to keep up with these people. It's the stupidest title and the stupidest show. I don't know who... Did you watch the show? Am I insulting you? Did you find it pleasurable in any sense of the word? Oh, you like to look at these beautiful women? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? If that's beautiful to you, then why don't you just drive to the circus and watch the clowns run around? Because that's about what it was. I know some of the names of the Kardashians. I think there was Chloe and Blowy and Zoe and Kim and Josephine and LaWanda, and I don't remember the name of the mother. Mabel Kardashian. No, was it, what was the mother's name? Kim was the one that married the basketball teams. Oh, who was the mother? Paula. I don't know. Anyway, and then of course there was the Olympian, the Olympic guy there, who became a transportation expert, a transgender. Yeah, that's what it was. He became a woman. And, oh my God, I don't know. I guess that's what happens in that family. And there's nothing wrong with it, really. Running for governor of California. This Kardashian spinoff guy, just Bruce Jenner. It was Bruce Jenner. Millennials don't know that Bruce Jenner was an Olympian. Yeah, millennials don't know. Millennials don't know anything before they were born. I've said this before, that it's the strangest generation that completely dismisses everything before they were born, because they just don't know. They just don't know. Bruce Jenner was an incredible athlete, I guess. I don't know. I was never into that. And then he became a transgender. Now he is Kylie, I believe, or Kate, or I don't see. I just don't follow this. I just don't follow it. But now she's running for governor. They're running for governor. I really don't know. Again, nothing against it. It's just, what does this have to do with me? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. I don't care what people do in their private lives, who they identify as being. It so much doesn't make a difference to me. It's not funny. Unless they're a next door neighbor, or I'm doing business with them, or they're working behind a deli counter touching my meats. Other than that, I so much don't care. It's not funny. So that show is going off the air, I just can't. The fact that it was even there is a little embarrassing. And again, maybe you're one of the people that watched the show and you found it intriguing that this rich, snootity up the ass family was on the air, and we just watched them walk around on beaches, fucking each other. If that's what, you know, then whatever your thing is, I don't care. As long as you're not my next door neighbor or the person behind the deli counter touching my meats. Do you ever know anybody personally who worked behind a deli counter? I haven't. They look like very nice people, so I don't understand it. Give me a half a pound of the low-salt ham. Okay. I don't know. It's a vocation. It's just something to do, I suppose. Wow. Meat slicers scare me. One wrong move and I have no fingers left. Or at least a slice of a finger is gone. That bothers me. It bothers me. I've talked about this before, and I don't think you want to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyway. They have one item at the deli that really is disgusting, and that's the chopped liver. Now, it doesn't taste so bad in most situations. It's not so bad on a cracker, I gotta tell you. But what it looks like is disgusting. It really, don't make me tell you what it looks like, because you probably know. But when you go to the deli counter and you're looking in a deli case and there's a bowl of loose dog poop sitting in a bowl, it's just, it doesn't belong there. Do not display chopped liver in a deli case. It throws everything off. What is that? That's a nice looking coleslaw. What is that? That's our pineapple coleslaw. Very, very nice. Is that German potato salad? Yes, it's made with potatoes and Germans. It's very, very tasty. And what's that over there? A bowl of loose crap. I mean chopped liver. Oh, man. It's tasty, but looks like somebody already ate it and then deposited it in a bowl through their butt. Oh, my God. That's just, get it out of the deli case. Also in the deli case, they have hot dogs, which is nothing but little phallic meat sticks. It's just odd. It's just, a deli case is full of strange things. Strange things. Loaves of meat. Loaves and loaves and loaves of different kinds of meats. They're not even recognizable meats. they've been mashed together and put in a loaf, and then we eat them in sandwiches. It's incredible what we do with this deli case thing. There's something else in that deli case. Not every deli case has it, but the bigger ones do. And that's tongue. Cow tongue. But tongue nonetheless. It's a disgusting meat, in my estimation. Have you ever had tongue? No, I'm not talking about that. We've all had tongue when we were younger. And hopefully when you're a little bit older now and then. But tongue, it's cow tongue, and it tastes like a tongue. It looks like a tongue. It's got little porous things in it like a tongue has. And a cow once had this tongue. Somewhere on a farm, there's cows who aren't able to moo because they don't have a tongue.
Moo, 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 moo. I can't moo. I don't have a tongue.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. We'll eat anything, won't we? We'll eat anything. Have you heard the story about the cicada bugs? Neil Sedaka bugs? Is that? No, cicada. They've emerged in the mid-Atlantic area. Pennsylvania, parts of New York, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Carolinas, that area. These gigantic bugs have invaded. Every 17 years they come out and they pretty much let you know that they're there. Here we are. The cicadas are here. Oh no, there goes the neighborhood. Here comes the cicadas. Get them out of our neighborhood. Some people have actually taken these cicada bugs and eaten them. They cook them. Apparently, they have the consistency and taste of a soft shell crab. I don't know what the hell's wrong with us. I'm not you, not me. I mean society. They're eating the cicada bugs. We'll eat anything. We will. Reminds me of this girl I dated in high school. My friend said to me, Ron, you'll eat anything, apparently. That's an insult both to me and the girl. But you're right, I will. Can you believe I started this by talking about the Kardashians, and now I'm talking about eating cicada bugs, and the transition was so smooth it was just unnoticeable? It's true. It's very, very true. I have a great guest coming up a little bit later in the program, which isn't that much longer from now. I'm just celebrating the removal of the Kardashians. This is their last year. By the way, they're not going away immediately. This is their last season. This is the end of their seasoning. So they're going to go away quietly. Is there going to be a big finale when all of the Kardashians reveal themselves as being from the backwoods of Virginia or something? I don't think so. How is this going to end? Is it going to end nicely? I think what's going to happen is the way that they end most television shows. They're going to be in a Kardashian mansion room, and they're all going to say, well, it's been a lot of fun. It's been 20 years. I don't know how long it's been, by the way. It seems like 100. It's been fun, Chloe. Thank you, Blowy. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mitch. I don't know the people again. I really don't know them. And then they walk out of the door in the grand ballroom in their house, and they turn off the light, and the door closes, and that's the end of the show. That's the way it should be. That or Kim and Chloe should be walking down the stairs in the foyer and trip and go tumbling down the stairs and lie lifeless at the bottom of the staircase. That would be cruel, but at least you'd know the show's really over. And they don't cut away to a hospital room where they're lying in a bed and recovering. No, because that would mean there's another season. So, I mean, it's a sad ending, but at the same time, it's definitive. Yeah, no more Kardashians. No more Kardashians. Do you remember a show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Robin Leach? Millennials, do you remember that? I don't think you do because it was before you were born. Robin Leach had this British accent because I believe he was actually British. I don't think it was fake. And he would go to celebrities' homes and really rich people, and he'd give you tours of their really rich homes, and the message was, here are places you'll never live in because you can't afford them, you poor little piece of crap. Here's a way that the rich people live. All you can do is look at the rooms. You can never go in here. You can't even talk to them. They are so rich. They are unattainable. You'll never feel this. You'll never taste this. You'll never see this, you poor trailer park slob. That was the message of the show. I hated it. I found it fascinating that rich people live so opulently, but at the same time, you sons of bitches, you sons of freaking bitches, not only do you live in rich mansions, but you take my head and you press my head against your mansion and say, look at this stuff that you're never going to have. Look at this, look at this, look at this. I want you to see what you're never going to have. Oh, it was cruel. That was a cruel show. It was awful. It's not on the air anymore. But, man, I guess you can Google it, but don't. You know, you don't have to Google everything. Can I give you a little advice? Not everything is worth Googling. Okay. Seriously. How did we come to this? How did me, a grown man, sit here and say the word Google publicly? Oh, God, what's going on? This is awful. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, my guest is going to join us, and you'll be fascinated without question. I'm pretty sure. All right, we'll be right back after these short words. Don't go anywhere, please. Please don't go anywhere. Just because it's a commercial, it doesn't mean you have to go anywhere. Just sit through it, all right? Just sit through it. It'll be over before you know it. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But these days, you'll find me knocking out customers with the food at my restaurant, Betty's Cupcakes.
And that would be headshots.
Headshots. Take it from me, every meal we serve at Weedy World.
Headshots.
At Headshots is a world champion. Whether you're a lightweight, middleweight, or a heavyweight like me, bring your appetite to Charlie's Bait and Smokes.
Bobby, let's try headshots.
Two headshots. Try our new spicy chicken piazzole or some classic meatballs. And do you know where you'll find the juiciest, tenderest steaks in town? That's right, the Pet Depot.
Headshots again.
Headshots. We serve up a 28-ounce porterhouse that'll hit you so hard you won't remember eating it. So treat yourself to a night out soon at Wo Hop Fung's Authentic Chinese Laundry.
Wow, so wrong on so many levels. Headshots.
That's right, headshots. Every Thursday night, get 10% off when you mention my name, Bobby Marone. I'll see you soon at Mistress Elena's Domination Dungeon.
That explains so much, but headshots.
Headshots. You know, maybe we ought to start writing these things down.
That would be what the paper in your hand is for, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Looking forward to Father's Day.
Yes, that's coming up, and it's causing dilemmas. This is Mike.
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
There you go. Mike Mako is a broadcast and digital journalist. And we're talking about Father's Day, which is June 20th this year. And it's a dilemma. Mother's Day is tough enough, but unless your father wears ties all the time and cologne, you may have problems or at least concerns. So there you are. Here you are. We need some ideas.
Yeah, and this year it really is that much more difficult because, as you just mentioned, it's not, hey, let's just buy Dad a new tie. Let's buy Dad a new briefcase or messenger bag because he's going into the office. So many people are not going into the office. So what exactly do you do? I would not want to be someone that works in the dress shoe business or trying to sell suits or ties. It's just something that not only in terms of people not going into the office, but just in terms of the way that people dress when they actually do go into the office, completely changing. Yeah. So that might open up some opportunities for people to get some of that more athleisure or casual wear stuff for their dad. So that's an option. But I think the biggest trend that we're going to be seeing this year is just spending time with your dad. Last year, so many of us were socially distanced. If we were even able to see our fathers on Father's Day, and listen, after this year that we've all had with endless Zoom meetings and kids screaming during endless Zoom meetings, I think the ability to actually get together and do something, go to a ball game, stadiums are opening up now, have a backyard barbecue, go out. That's one of the bigger trends that obviously is going to happen this year. You mentioned Mother's Day. Mother's Day tops the list of the National Restaurant Association's busiest days, followed by Valentine's Day, but third is Father's Day. So obviously people are going to be taking their dad out for Father's Day this year as well.
Interesting, yes. Doing something that's personal really seems to be it, but that involves a lot more thought on our parts as opposed to just buying something. But we can still do that, and there are trends that are taking place, like the technology world is still on top of us.
Yeah, the technology world is still on top of us, and using tech for some of those purchases is something that people have been using increasingly. And one of the brands that's been doing that, if you're not familiar with it, is a brand called Afterpay. Now, what they do is they partner with brands and retailers to offer interest-free payments for shoppers. So if you're ever on a website like at Dick's Sporting Goods or Finish Line, Carhartt, Chubby's, places like that, you may see their little Afterpay logo where you're about to pay. So if you're going to buy something for Dad, maybe you're getting him a new pair of golf shoes, or you're getting him some exercise equipment, and you see that it's $100, you'll see this little Afterpay logo, and then you'll see that the payments are broken up into four $25 installments. So you get to pay those in installments and due every 2 weeks. So it's not as if you're getting a discount or not having to pay for it, but you're able to break it up over a longer period of time. So that's really the benefit of using Afterpay. And you could go to their afterpay.com website so you could see the shop directory, all the websites, and all the stores that our brand partners across both e-commerce and in-store. So that's a great resource if you are buying something for Dad. You could budget your money a little bit more wisely and spread out those payments.
Mm-hmm. Now, most dads don't really pamper themselves. But it takes somebody else to give them some pampering. What do we do in the pampering category?
Listen, guys might not admit it, but taking care of our skin and actually smelling good is something that we do care about. So it's not just a millennial dad. It's, you know, the dads that get a little bit older. They may be looking in the mirror and thinking, boy, maybe I may need to moisturize a little bit more. Maybe I need to do a little bit more sun protection. So it's those sorts of things that gets the wheels ticking for Dad. And Old Spice, you know, sort of like a brand stalwart for so many years, they've got two products that can upgrade any dad's skincare routine. So the first one, Ron, is Old Spice's Daily Hydration and Body Lotion. Features a lightweight shea butter formula, and it conditions dry, irritated skin. It's great all-day hydration. And if you're looking to get something maybe a little smaller to supplement something larger that you buy, there's Old Spice Clinical Sweat Defense Antiperspirant Deodorant. So if you know the magazine Men's Health, it was actually an expert pick in the 2021 Men's Health Grooming Awards. So it's great, 73 hours of sweat protection. It's really the best defense against sweat and odor for the dad in your life. So if you are able to get him one of those experiences that we talked about before, it's definitely something that he can incorporate into his morning or evening routine.
Yeah, something that he would tend not to get himself, although it'd be a good idea if he did. So now here's your opportunity to get it for him, and then he'd use it and go, whoa, I'm going to start doing this.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I like to think about it as almost a stocking stuffer Father's Day present. Maybe you're getting him something else, or maybe you're getting him an experience or something bigger, but you do want to give him something, so it's a great option just to be able to give him something and then go off and do your experience or giving him something bigger. But it's just like a nice little gift that you're thinking about him and you're getting him something else.
It's interesting because when you get a gift for somebody, you can't ask them, what would you like for Father's Day? Let me just ask you. You don't do that. It takes the thing out of it. It takes the muster out of it. So let me ask you, you're a father of two, I understand?
I am. A four-year-old Evan and a one-year-old Henry.
Okay, well, they're not going to go out and get you stuff. But if they could, what would you want from your sons?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I fall more into the experience category of things. Growing up, my dad would take my brother and I out for either breakfast or lunch every Father's Day. So that was something that we did where instead of my mom doing something for us or cooking a big breakfast for him, he always just wanted to spend one part of the day just with us. And we would always go out to the local diner or go somewhere. And he just liked spending time just having a meal with us. And I still remember those memories going back to when I was my son's age, 4 or 5, but even as we got a little bit older and we were to have conversations. And those are some of the memories that I still keep with me are those lunches on Father's Day.
And when your kids are older, that's exactly what you would want, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just spending time together.
Yeah. Do you have anything else in the bag?
Nothing else in the bag. Yeah. Just thinking about what dads would want, and think about what dads might not want to buy for themselves. Think about over the course of a year, whether your dad or the father figure in your life talks about, I'd really like to take up mountain biking, and never quite ends up doing it. Hey, maybe getting him a mountain bike or a mountain bike helmet is something that he would want, just using that as an example. But just think about the things that they talk about over the course of a year that they haven't necessarily bought for themselves. That is a good gift idea, getting the gift to someone that they might not be able to get for themselves or think about getting for themselves.
Great. Is there a place we can go to get some more info here?
Yes, yeah, some information on the upcoming Father's Day trends and some of these products at dailynational.com.
Excellent. Hey, Mike, happy Father's Day to you. Great to speak to you.
Thank you. Great speaking to you, and happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. Until that time arrives, I wish you peace.